right. Well, Liv, I don't think she's a terrible driver, but she's finally legal, which is nice here in the wonderful state of Indy, Indiana. Liv, you are not the topic of discussion this morning, though, and neither am I, even though I accidentally ran a red light this morning. So
accidentally.
No, I totally did. You missed it, but I was listening to an audiobook on the way into work, and I actually saw a black cat that was in front of me when I was leaving home, and I said, Joe, be aware of stuff. But I got distracted. I was listening to an audiobook on my phone, like through my Bluetooth, and I just went right by the state fairgrounds, which is a high traffic area, and I'm like, oh my God, I just ran through a red light.
That's dangerous.
But that's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about Alex
and
her.
Yeah, somehow I'm the bad driver.
I think you might be. What happened to you?
You are a terrible driver. I'm a great driver. The roads are terrible. I've never ran through a red light or anything like that.
You didn't get pulled for doing like 95 or so on the highway.
Yeah, I've speed, but I've never wrecked, and I've never hit anybody with my car. So it is not my fault. It's the roads here. And can I just, let me just tell you something. I'm just going to be real frank, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but here's the truth. You want the tea? Here's the tea. I'll pour it out for you. If you like this show, and if you like me at all, and you want me to stay in Indianapolis and do this show, then fix the roads!
What's wrong with the roads?
They are garbage. Garbage. I have gone through three sets. Three, one, two, three, uno, dos, tres sets of tires. Since I've lived here for 2 years, okay? I've gone through two cracked windshields since I've lived here for the last 2 years. In all my years of driving, living in southern Indiana and living in Louisville, I have never, ever, ever gotten a one flat tire, one issue, one cracked windshield, nothing.
That
kind of sounds
like
living here,
driver error.
No, it's not driver error. It's the roads. It's the potholes. And because of the potholes, other people are wrecking their cars and losing stuff on their cars or whatever, which is why yesterday driving, somehow somebody lost a freaking spark plug. So it hit my car and hit my windshield, and now I have a cracked windshield that I'm gonna have to replace, which is fantastic. I'm so happy. Let me just tell you how much I love spending all this extra money on my car that I shouldn't have to spend. Local government would spend some time on the roads.
Why aren't you avoiding the potholes? Like, why are you running them
over? Yeah, I try. I constantly try. You have to be in the car with me. Even when I'm with somebody else driving, my boyfriend, the Egyptian, can attest to this, is that I am constantly like, pothole, watch out. Like, I am on the lookout for potholes. I have like a telescope eye looking out for those things.
I think your telescope might be broken if you've went through three tires. You're saying
some of them are unavoidable.
You say you've went through three sets. You've went through 12 tires.
Yes. And you know what?
Actual audio of Alex driving down 465.
I don't know where I go. I can't remember what the name is. But the tire place that I've been going to, they definitely can tell you, because every single time I come in for another tire, they're like, really? We just replaced it.
You sure?
I'm like, I know.
I kind of want to know where you're going, because like, they can't plug the tire for you. What are you hitting these like in the sidewall? I don't understand like how you're replacing 12 tires.
I don't know either. I literally don't know either. And I'm so over it. And so what I'm saying to you is, if you are somebody that listens to our show and you like listening to me at least 70% of the time, then...
I was going to say, don't say this, because now people are going to start throwing stuff in the road wherever you drive. Like, where does she drive again?
So if you like it and you work for the roads, please fix them.
I'm not going to lie. I was just about to say how much better the Indiana roads have been.
Yeah, my roads have been
lately.
Good. Like, shout out to all you construction men and women out there, because my ride's been pretty smooth.
Well, I don't know if it's because I live all the way up in Fisher, so I have more a highway to go on than you guys or what.
Maybe
but
it's
it is
sabotage.
Garbage.
Maybe it's like people know where you live, so they like are like purposely putting potholes in your route.
And that's the thing, is I feel like, okay, you know, you drive the same route every day, you know where they are, and somehow you still hit them because they pop up, they appear. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I don't get the concept. Like, I've hit a pothole before, but like, I try to be like, okay, like coming in from where I'm in Broad Ripple down Meridian, I'm like, okay, there's a pothole kind of here by this light, by the car wash place. I need to make sure I either go a little left or a little right. And I haven't hit it since.
I like to travel, okay? I've been to a lot of different places and I've driven a lot of different places, and no one has crappier roads than Indiana. And I am so over it. I can't even tell you. I'm so over it. What I really need is a new car, because it has been so jacked up and down from these roads. I'm dead serious. I've had to fix my alignment. I've had to do all kinds of crap.
I think you're the only one, unfortunately. Like, nobody's really chiming in on this.
I desperately need another a new car just in general because of all the stuff that's been done to it. So if you have one, if you work for the roads, please fix them more than they already are. I know that there has been improvements since winter, but it's still not all the way there. And two, if you own a dealership and you would love to give me a car to promote on the air, I would do that. Yeah. I'll drive anything.
Just make sure you have a lot of extra tires and wheels around, okay?
A PT Cruiser! Okay?
Wait, with the wood paneling?
Yes!
Don't go that far.
Wow, she is desperate.